FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's an interesting post-game press conference for C.J. Stroud on Sunday. He said some things, kind of veered into some areas that we haven't seen before. Is it a good thing or a bad thing? We'll see. Here was C.J. Stroud just talking about the effort in the game against the Rams. Take a listen, especially at the very end, about talking about him talking about the team going through the motions.
Yeah, I take just negative plays. I think it's kind of obvious. You know, we can't shoot ourselves in the foot consistently and expect to win. And that starts with me, you know, with a lot of different things. I got to get rid of the ball better and, you know, use my legs maybe a little more. But, yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of hope still. We did a lot of good things. You know, it's a really good defense. It's a really good team. But I definitely think we could have won. But just you can shoulda, woulda, coulda all day. We didn't deserve to win that game because we didn't do the right things. So when you come out NFL lollygagging and, you know, not going through the motions, that kind of what happens. So I think we'll be all right, but I think it's a good wake-up call for us.
That's kind of a damning thing, man, when you consider all the things that you can look at on the box score that said that the team didn't come out ready to play. 11 penalties.
Yeah.
You know, didn't score any touchdowns. You know, didn't score in the second half of this game. To then label it with lollygagging and going through the motions.
I'll tell you what, you know, at the risk of reading too much into comments in the media or whatever, I think there's some things about that team that I think they entered the game somehow after, you know, not having accomplished really genuinely much of anything in the last couple of years, kind of a little on a high horse. And, you know, Kalen Bullock is in his second year in the NFL, had a promising rookie season, but he's not a made man yet. And he's flat out saying we're the best secondary in the NFL. I'll tell you what, you weren't yesterday or that weekend. Like, the defense did a good effort. Now, look, the defense played a winning effort and everything, but the secondary really got duped pretty badly a few times.
Yes.
Like, some of the things that were your downfall last year and why you weren't a genuinely elite top tier defense last year, it showed up in that game. So I don't need second year safeties talking about how they're the best secondary in the NFL.
Right.
I don't, you know, and likewise on offense. All right, great. They looked good against the Panthers. Last year, the worst defense in the NFL. The worst scoring defense in the history of the NFL. And they looked good in the preseason for one series. Didn't look good in the first series in that game. That I don't know if there's, I don't think CJ would have the sense of complacency. But I'll be honest with you, Sean. I don't know what's going on in the mind of Tytus Howard and CJ Stroud when they somehow think they gotta tell D'Amico we need to go for it on 4th and 1 from our own 25-yard line in the fourth quarter.
Are we assuming that's what that was?
That's what Jonathan Alexander. That's how he reported
it. He did. Okay.
They were urging when you saw Tytus Howard yell. I don't want to say, you know, like guys are yelling on football fields a lot.
Sure.
It doesn't necessarily mean it's an awful thing. But that Tytus Howard was yelling at D'Amico Ryans on the TV copy, that it was him telling him he needed to go for it. What makes you guys think that you have the right to put the defense in that position after what you've been doing the rest of that game? Like, where do you get off thinking that you can tell D'Amico Ryans, no, we need to go for this? where the hell, like, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, hey, if you ask you, do you guys feel confident or whatever, fine. You're telling D'Amico Ryans we need to go for it here and put the defense in that position?
Yep.
Come on. And you guys haven't done anything.
And just for context, it was 4th and 1. There were 9.5 minutes to go in regulation. Yep. This was their second to last possession. The Texans are trailing 14-9. It was 4th and 1 at their own 26-yard line.
Right. Yeah.
4th and 1 at their – I don't know if the audience knew the, like, the exact
–
I had said that. You
yeah.
said it was 26-yard
yeah.
line. Yeah.
Yeah, I said 25, but yeah. whatever. It's – like, that's a part where – good, I'm glad they got slapped around a little bit. I think the Rams might end up being a really good football team. I think – because I know immediately after the game, I'm always – I admire the confidence of people who, after one game, can say, "Of that, this team's going to win 8 games at best." Blah blah blah. All right, great. Like, we don't have to. We could sit here all day talking about teams that have gotten destroyed in the first game of a season or early in a season. The Patriots have done it at least twice when they got destroyed by the Chiefs. They got destroyed by the Lions. You got to be careful reading too much into it. We also just don't know how good a team the Rams are. But the offense. They needed to have whatever they thought they were going to get by CJ having more command or control at the line of scrimmage. Like, you guys aren't there yet. You got slapped around to an extreme degree. So for CJ to say that they were lollygagging or whatever, that's how I read into it. I wouldn't be reading into it like this other than CJ got up and said that they were lollygagging and going through the motions.
Yeah. Here's one more from CJ saying they did not practice well enough during the week.
I just think the way we practiced this week, I think we could have practiced better. I think, you know, I love the confidence we have, but there's a, I don't know, I always say there's like a type of mindset is like, did I do enough? And I think it's a healthy way to be because then you'll probably do more. So I just, for me, you know, preparing, I got to do a better job. And I also got to hold my guys accountable, you know, for that one exotic, and it's the first game of the year. We got a lot of exotic looks we did not expect. They did too, but they made the play. So you can come up with a million excuses. We got to just be better.
Didn't practice well enough. Lollygagging, going through the motions. And this is where I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill, but these are comments. We haven't seen CJ stray into this type of commentary before. And granted, it's with a tone that is it's a calm tone. He's including himself in this, so this isn't him necessarily pointing fingers at everybody, but not pointing them at the guy in the mirror. But since their 6-2 start last season, CJ's numbers are as follows. This is in the regular season.
In the regular season, yeah.
In the regular season. 4-6 in his last 10 games, 9 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, a completion percentage just over 60%, and a 78.1% or a 78.1 passer rating. And you can take passer rating however you want to. For me, any stat that's on an extreme end, one extreme or the other, it's pretty indicative of something. For some context, Mac Jones was the 34th highest passer rating in the NFL last year at 80.2. CJ Stroud over the last 10 games has performed by passer rating worse than Mac Jones over the course of the entire season last year. Mac Jones was the backup in Jacksonville last season. So it's not been a good last 10 games, and you know me, Seth, I'm always thinking ahead to after the season's over, big picture, and I think CJ Stroud's going to be here for a long, long time, but I don't want to ignore the fact that this is a long stretch now in the regular season of very mediocre play, and is it all his fault? Of course not. We all know what the pressure rates are. There's a reason they swapped out 80% of the offensive line. It's not all CJ's fault. I do wonder if this is how it continues, if he's just one of these guys that statistically is as many interceptions as you got touchdowns, not scoring in the second half. It's an offense that's 20th in the league in scoring or whatever it is. Does either side, CJ or the Texans, flinch in the offseason when it comes to agreeing to something long term?
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think if you talk about everything that CJ was talking about right there as far as lollygagging or going through the motions, the very first series is, as you had pointed out earlier, Damian Pierce lets the ball go into the end zone, which means it's a touchback at the 20 yeah. instead of the 35.
Rolls
so
in.
You have that. Yeah. You start right off the bat 15 yards in the hole yeah. because I don't know if Damian Pierce understands the rules. I don't know if Damian Pierce understands the rules of pass protection. We talked about that earlier. Damian Pierce, I'm really getting to the point where this is where I was during training camp last year, and I was willing to say, okay, maybe they felt like Damian Pierce had upside, but that, you know, it wasn't a good fit with Bobby Slowick or whatever. Man, that game was not a good look for Damian Pierce, dropping the ball on the final drive for the Texans.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I didn't get it during training camp last year. I don't get it now. But you have that mistake, then they get the holding penalty. They're at 2nd and 17. They get a delay of game. That knocks it to 3rd and 22nd. Like, it was mistake after mistake after mistake on the opening drive. And then you have various other 3rd and longs in that game that are partly because of pre-snap penalties or penalties. It was everything that was sloppy last year was sloppy in week 1. And there's room and there's time to get better at it. But I could see where CJ's frustration would come from. Like, man, because he said it himself. He defended Nick Caley in the press conference by saying, we really couldn't get to a lot of what Nick Caley wanted to do because we were so far in a hole because of self-inflicted wounds at times.
Yeah,
including,
yeah.
And see, some of those self-inflicted wounds were CJ's fault. And one of the sacks he took was his fault. There were another couple dodgy pass protections that I think may have been because CJ was unaware of exactly what was going on and he was fooled before. But then also you had mistakes. I mean, Titus Howard, Ross Tucker brought it up earlier. On one of those sacks, I don't know what Titus Howard was thinking. It didn't look like he was executing the protection the way it's supposed to be executed. And Jake Andrews ends up, or whoever the center was at the end of at the time, ends up looking like he's the guy that screwed up when Titus Howard, your leader on the offensive line, was just simply doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Unless they had some kind of funky rule in pass protection that I don't know about.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'm making too much of it right now, but I think in this day and age in the NFL, it's worth monitoring. Like, man, if this is an offense that slogs its way through the year, who flinches in this relationship? Does either side? Maybe both sides have a big picture view on this thing. And we've been through this quarterback thing before, man. And I got a long memory when it comes to stuff like that. I do not have a short memory. We've been down this road with quarterbacks before. All right. Hopefully it's a long, long time that CJ's here. Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, Monday Night Football last night. How did the way Monday Night Football played, two teams that spent huge on the offensive line this offseason, how does last night's game make us feel about the Texans' approach to their offensive line? We will power rank the power rankings at the top of the hour as well. Busy, busy show. Stay there.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.